What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. You know that feeling when you're trying to explain something super important to your family, but it feels like everyone's speaking a different language? Like your brain is in one dimension, and theirs are stuck on another planet. Yeah, I get it. Communication with loved ones can be tough, especially when ADHD throws its own little curveballs into the mix. But guess what? We're not just going to sit around and grumble about it. Today, we're diving headfirst into some practical strategies that can seriously upgrade your communication game with your family. I'm talking actionable steps, relatable examples, and a whole lot of real talk. Because let's face it, clear communication is the key to a happier, more understanding home. All right, buckle up, because here are five key takeaways that will have you communicating like a pro in no time. First things first, active listening is your secret weapon. I know, it sounds cliche, but truly hearing what others have to say can make a world of difference. Try putting away distractions. Those phones, the TV, even your thoughts, easier said than done, right? Focus on what your family members are saying, ask clarifying questions, and summarize their points to show them you're really paying attention. You'd be surprised how much this simple act can improve understanding. Think about it like a dance. Active listening means being in sync with your partner. Next up, clear and concise communication is your best friend. When you're feeling overwhelmed or scattered, it's easy for your thoughts to get jumbled. Take a moment to organize your thoughts before speaking. Jot down key points if needed, or even try using visual aids like drawings or diagrams. Trust me, sometimes a picture really is worth a thousand words. Ever felt that frustrated sigh from your family member when you're rambling? That's often because they struggle to pick out the important bits amidst the storm of words. Speaking of organization, schedule dedicated time for family conversations. Life gets crazy, I get it. But carving out even a small chunk of time each day for focused communication can make a huge difference. Choose a quiet space, turn off distractions, and set aside at least 15 minutes to chat about anything that's on your mind. It doesn't have to be serious. Share funny stories, discuss upcoming events, or simply catch up on each other's day. Remember, consistency is key. Now, let's talk about empathy. I know it might sound like a buzzword, but genuinely trying to see things from your family members' perspectives can go a long way. Put yourself in their shoes. What are they feeling? What are their needs and concerns? This doesn't mean you have to agree with everything they say, but understanding their point of view can help you communicate more effectively and respectfully. Think about it like this. Empathy is the bridge that connects hearts and minds. And finally, remember that communication is a two-way street. Be open to feedback, listen attentively to what your family has to say, and be willing to compromise. It's not always about winning an argument or getting your way. It's about finding solutions that work for everyone involved. Think about that time you were frustrated because your sibling didn't understand your perspective. Maybe if you had taken a moment to explain things calmly and listen to their side, things could have ended differently. Imagine this, you're at the dinner table with your family. Everyone is relaxed, engaged, and genuinely listening to each other. There's laughter, there's support, and there's a sense of real connection. Now, that's what we're aiming for. So, remember these five key takeaways. Active listening, clear communication, scheduled family time, empathy, and two-way communication. Implement these strategies in your daily interactions and watch your relationships flourish. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a loved one who might benefit from these tips and leave a review telling us what resonated with you most. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of open communication and understanding together. Until next time, keep focusing, stay calm, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.